Good start for us today. Thankfully, the weather was cooperative. We were able to get our work in. Just a couple things on the injury front. Heath Miller left practice with a minor ankle injury to his left ankle. We'll see where he is post. Doesn't expect it to be significant. Tyle Moo has a foot. We evaluated that, and that doesn't appear to be significant either. We expect him to get back out rather quickly. Like how we started today, guys had a lot of energy, giving and receiving of information. We're not going to read too deeply into it. I like the fashion, this group is a mentally tough group. We understand that this is just the beginning. We don't have to trick ourselves into believing in something that is not. Good work today. A lot more ahead of us, and just getting acclimated to our environment is a big part of it. Questions?
Coach, with so many fewer practices in pads, how much of coaching is evaluating potential versus what you actually see in practice?
You know, I think we're going to have plenty of opportunity to evaluate them playing football, so I'm not as concerned about that as you might think. I'm just going to take advantage of the non-padded opportunities to teach skill development and technique and some of the nuances of the game to make sure that there's an understanding of the game of football. Part of the evaluation is who knows how to play, who understands the game. We'll get plenty of those opportunities, and there'll be plenty of padded opportunities to evaluate the actual play as well.
Mike, today we had a nice interview with Kirby Wilson today for the first time in a long time. He's delighted to be back here. Your thoughts on him being here and, you know, how the guys welcome him back, you know?
You know, you spend any length of time with him at Mercy Hospital, man, you realize today is a blessing to have him back. And, you know, we all love Kirby. It's bigger than the game of football. He's a dear friend to most of us, and, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. It provides a little perspective sometimes for those of us that need it.
Right, speaking of the backs, does Baron Batch have to start from square one with the coaching staff after coming back from that knee injury, or some of the good things that he may have done last year, do you allow those to still imprint with you?
I can't remember what happened in August of last year, if that is an indication of where he is. He's got to earn his stripes.
How's he doing coming back?
We just had one in.
Hey, Mike, how do you plan the reps with the rookie offensive line to be? You need to see those guys in games down the road?
Certainly. You know, we're going to put them in obscure positions. Of course, some with the first group, some with the second group. More than anything, it's about making sure they're ready to go from an assignment standpoint. We acknowledge they missed some time because of the universities that they went to from an academic standpoint in the spring. We're not going to allow that to be an excuse. They're not either. We'll get them acclimated and put them in some situations and get to know them. But obviously a big part of their evaluation, as is everyone's, is what happens inside these preseason stadiums. That's what's awesome about preseason football for me. I'm an advocate of preseason football.
Any final for Coach?
All right. Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks, Mike.